some of Benny Cass's finest there at halftime. Thanks to Next Level Skirmish. Like paintball without the mess or bruises, get your free birthday party worth $230 when you book and pay for 10 or more players. It's good to have the VFL coach of the Geelong team who had a practice match this afternoon against Essendon at the Hangar out at Tullamarine. Shane O'Bree is going to join us. Shane, welcome. And I'm sure you'll be pretty happy with not only what's happening here at the G, but how did the boys go today in the practice match?
Very good. Thanks for having me, boys. It's good watching on the TV at the moment, how the AFL boys are going. They're up and about and finishing their work off, which is pleasing. But, yeah, we had a practice match today, which is good. Just have a full hit out, 4x30-minute quarters against Essendon VFL, and they got the chocolates in the end, but it was a really good hit out, and some AFL boys went really well, which is pleasing too.
So I suppose we're mostly interested for those boys who might be on the cusp of selection. Obviously, Mitch Duncan was pretty close to playing this afternoon here at the G, so he played. How did he go?
Yeah, no, really good. Played three quarters of footy, looked really sharp. I assume now he just needs to pull up well and get through training and should be up to selection next week. Guys that have probably played a few couple of AFL games in the pre-season competition with Cooper Stevens went really well in the midfield, and Quinton Arkle, they sort of they look like they're above VFL level now. Those guys went really well. Nick Stevens down back as well, looks like he's developing nicely and getting AFL experience early on, so only going to help his development. And then one of the young boys up forward, our first year player, and Ollie Dempsey is probably our last pick on in the draft. He kicked 4.3 goals, and he could have had a big day out today. But overall, it's pleasing to hit out, and everyone got their arms goes.
Shane, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Do you have to flick? Are you flicking between racing.com and the footy, or have you now you're half time, and you'll be able to watch the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm in footy mode at the moment, Ben, but I did see you had a $15 winner, so thanks for that tip.
Yeah. Don't mention the war, mate. It's
very,
a disaster.
Very, very exciting. Just wanted to ask you about a player we're seeing today just for the second time, and you obviously had a fair bit to do with him, and Sam DeConing. He hasn't had a lot to do, and the flow of the game has probably helped him as a defender, but he's looked really composed. His development, obviously, he's put on a lot of size and over the last 18 months, but he looks like a really likely type sort of defender.
Yeah, for sure. We thought his first 2 years have been pretty challenging for him, and I suppose a lot of our guys have been at least for a couple of years, not been able to play as much football as they like, but we've been able to throw him around different positions. But this pre-season, he's done the work, obviously, in the gym. He's a bit bigger and stronger, and obviously fitter too now, but he's played, he's trained down back, and you can see by today he looks a lot more confident. But when you're playing with guys like Clitzar, Stewart, Henry, Colodasny back, and those guys have been AFL defenders for a long time, so it makes a lot of these young guys just got in there.
Tell the listeners a little bit about Cooper White, who was named in the team today, obviously not playing, but taken late in the draft last year. What's sort of impressive about him, and how come he was able to get his name at least on the team sheet for today?
No, Cooper's really impressed us with his pre-season. A young guy from Grovedale, played a lot of Falcons football. What we like most about him, he's just really calm in the contest, and because he's played Grovedale seniors, you can see he's playing against the bigger bodies. Hopefully he gets a taste of AFL football pretty soon, because I reckon that'll help his growth and development as well. He's had a really good pre-season, and he's obviously on the cusp, so he doesn't get an AFL game soon, just has to go back to the VFL and keep developing, because we just love what he's brought so far in just a short amount of time.
What else took your eye today in terms of the younger players? You mentioned Dempsey there kicked a few snags, and what else was pleasing about today's performance at VFL level?
We had a lot of first-year players playing, a lot of VFL players, more VFL players than AFL players playing at the moment. So the hardest, biggest challenge with VFL program is getting the chemistry to mix, and they've only played really one and a half games together. And today I thought the chemistry was there, and we played some really good football. With a young group, you always lack a bit of composure and probably finishing touches in the end, and that's what came up today. And we'll look through it this week and keep educating, teaching these boys, and hopefully advance in that other area and get better as the year goes on.
Next week you play the Bombers in round one. Is that right? Yeah, you've got the Bombers and then Collingwood. So a couple of crucial games to start the season.
Yeah, it's always good to get off to a win. And I suppose playing the Bombers this week, get a bit of a cider, and hopefully that helps us next week. And I think all supporters and all, especially our VFL competition, we're just looking forward to playing normal football and hopefully get a whole season.
You build up to this round one. So obviously, you've had a fun week, Shane.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I have. Yeah, it's good when the family's in isolation, but it was also good today to coach from home and get the stream live. And I suppose hand the reins over to the assistant coaches, and I'm sure many coaches are going to be faced with that during the year. And we got the trial today in the practice match, and it went pretty well. So for all those coaches out there, you can do it. So it was good fun.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
Good luck for the start of the season next week, Shane, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season.
Have you got a tip for us for the slipper?
Have you got any horses in it for a start off?
No, we haven't, but I just thought you might have one out, you know, or something. You might sort of Zaki, or I'm Thunderstruck today.
No, I'm a Zaki man, so we'll stick with that.
Zaki, it is. Thanks to Shane O'Bree. Thanks for your time on the phone there. The Geelong VFL coach, Shane O'Bree. Well done. Thank you.